from Podfest in Orlando in Florida, the latest from podnews.net. Over half of US adults have listened to a podcast. Edison Research and Triton Digital have published Infinite Dial 2019, a set of research on US media consumption. One third of US adults, that's 90 million people, listened to a podcast over the last month, the survey also reports. You can view the webinar or grab the slides through the notes in our show notes and in our newsletter today. Infinite Dial 2019 also reports on an increase for smart speaker owners. 23% of US adults, that's 65 million people, claim to own a smart speaker, with Amazon Echo being the leading brand and Apple HomePod doing very poorly. That probably explains why VentureBeat has reported that Apple is hiring an analyst to explain Siri complaints to executives, which doesn't sound like a good thing. More shows and a third room have been added to Podcast Live Politics, the live politics event in London in April. It's a live podcast event, and new shows include titles from the BBC, Sky News, ITV News, and The New European. Serial co-creator Julie Snyder has been recruited by Signal Company No. 1, a music podcast label. The company recently partnered with Pixies for its first original release, Past is Prologue. Discover Pods has written about EXIQ, an app that makes learning from podcasts easier. They're a PodNews Gold supporter, so we like them. Castro, the iOS podcast app, has announced a new update today. Radio Inc. reports from Rain's Podcast Business Summit, particularly the president and CEO of National Public Radio, who predicted that in the next 5 years, the medium will be as big or larger than network radio. Wondery is in talks to adapt Over My Dead Body for television, and Android Police have written a withering review of Google Podcasts. Finally, podcast fans will reject a Netflix for podcasts, says Fast Company. Luminary wants to be a Netflix for podcasts, says AV Club. And both Nick Quar and Will Williams are getting a bit tired of the phrase Netflix for podcasts. Well, us too. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.